This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Before the internet, you would just sit in an armchair with a book open on your lap, staring into space. Or you'd quietly start sketching something in a notebook, not sure what it was, but you'd let inspiration guide you, and then, whoop, turns out you'd drawn a squiggly alligator. Before the internet, you'd have yawning summer afternoons when you'd flop down on one couch, then flop down on another, then decide to craft a fake FBI card. You get some paper from your dad's office, copy the FBI logo and your signature, laminate it with scotch tape, put it in your wallet, take it out of your wallet, look at it, then put it back in your wallet with a secretive smile. It was a heady time. You'd be in some kind of art center, wearing roomy overalls, looking at a tray of precious gems, and you'd say, "That's cat's eye." And your friend would say, "No, that's opal." And you'd say, "That's definitely cat's eye." And there would be no way to look it up, except if someone had a little booklet. "Anyone got a little booklet?" you'd ask, looking around. "Is there a booklet on this Then you'd walk outside and squint at the sky, just you in your body, not tethered to any network, adrift by yourself in a world of strangers in the sunlight. Before the internet, if you were in need of some facts, you might actually decide to consult an old person, like the one living in your finished basement. But then you'd find yourself watching the bridge on the River Kwai, which you agreed to do because the old person asked in such a fragile way that you couldn't say no. About 10 minutes in, you'd say you needed some water, then wander up to the kitchen where you'd get caught up staring at a refrigerator magnet. Then, for no reason, you'd do a little dance. "Maybe I'll direct music videos," you'd say to yourself. But you'd have no way to look up how to do that. You'd just be standing in the deafening quiet of your kitchen at midday, alone with your thoughts. "Should I test out these pens on this turquoise pad?" you'd ask yourself, staring at some pens by the phone. Instead, you'd take a sip of your drink and say, "Ah," like a person in a commercial. And then you'd go do that in front of a mirror to see how it looked. Because that's what it was like before the internet. You made your own fun.
Before the internet, remember? Halcyon Days. That's a piece by Emma Rathbone, performed for us by Jenny Slate.